Fox News and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05. It's June the 13th, another Monday. We're halfway through the month already. Here, phone lines here are 605-4567. And I believe we're up and chatting. None of our
Yes, we are.
We are up and chatting, and they're already starting here. Joined today by a bad bomb.
On the upside, I haven't even had to hang the air conditioner yet, so that's a positive.
Oh.
At the house.
Oh, okay. You know,
still running on the fans and stuff at night.
Wait,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like a right of hang the air conditioner,
well,
okay?
Well, we take it off in the wintertime when we don't need it, but usually about the middle of May, we're putting that thing up in the window and haven't had to do that yet, so that's
a
good thing.
I don't know what you've done to the sound here, but it is so good that I can't hardly stand it.
Oh, good, good. It's very clear.
It is so clear. I don't know what somebody must have done during the weekend or what you did, but it is absolutely crystal clear in here.
It's a tuning process.
And speaking of clear.
And speaking of perfect and something that just makes my ears feel good.
Oh, it's the sun. Thank you. And the weather. Oh, you're sweet. Today, we are going to look towards high temperatures of around 89. Mostly clear tonight with a 60. And Tuesday, it looks like it's 95. Wednesday, 92. Thursday, 89. We're going to have a spectacular week. And speaking of clear, what does this mean to you? You have the right to remain silent.
I'm not sure.
You have the right to remain silent. On this day in 1966, the Miranda decision was handed down by the United States Supreme Court. The 5-4 decision regarded the rights of individuals to remain silent because anything you can say and will be used against you in the court of law. So it helped.
I remember that. I remember the Miranda decision and how many people were fighting that, really, back then. Do you remember that bad, Bob? Were you old enough for that?
It was big headlines in the newspaper. Also, the fact that you had to be told that you were entitled to an attorney. And the major decision was that if you couldn't afford legal counsel, the state had to provide it. And that was a major issue.
And by the way, we're having the head of the public defender's office. Is going to be
well,
one of our
if you
guests
are held for
next
questioning, you're going to the police are going to read your rights. Or read you the Miranda, the more common reference to the Miranda decision. The card imprinted with the Miranda decision and carried by the police put some money in the pockets of the then 22-year-old Ernesto Miranda. Isn't that interesting? Named after person. The subject of Miranda versus Arizona. That's just saying early. He signed the card selling his autograph. Some 10 years later, a man suspected of stabbing Miranda to death during a game card. Our card game was released after being read his Miranda rights. Isn't this weird? A warrant was later issued for his arrest, but he was never seen again. Without notifying suspects of the Miranda rights, get this, law enforcement in the U.S. has little basis for protection. What a criminal defendant says, if not informed before being questioned, that he or she has the right to remain silent and speak with an attorney or other legal counsel present will not be admitted into court. There you go. I think that's kind of interesting.
Well, you know, I remember when Miranda rights came out, when they said they were going to do that, how law enforcement and so many people said, oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. Then we'll never be able to question them. We'll never be able to get a conviction because they'll just say, I don't want to talk to anybody until I see a lawyer. And then we have to give them a lawyer. Wait a minute. That's not fair. Well, as it is, turns out that it is really fair. Being told that you can talk to a lawyer, you just don't have to sit there and talk to the police for 36 hours.
Kind of like when you don't really have rights with red lights. You won't even go there. Rights with red lights. You won't even go there. Hey,
would like to confront my accuser there, except we couldn't unscrew him from the pole and bring him to court.
Well, you want to share with what happened this weekend, what we did this weekend, and get feedback from our chat packers?
Relay for Life. It was, well, we went there Saturday morning. Linda sang the national anthem. We had not been there before. I hate to say that, but this was our first time there. But we were so...
Randall Kempling spoke.
Oh, my gosh, the head of Shasta County Medical Center. He talked about, you know, fighting cancer and winning. At the same time, his friend of 30 years who had it, and the day that they were supposed to meet up again after they'd both been in...
remission.
Well, they've been in remission, but at this big hospital back east. And then they came back, and his friend had died. And this is his friend he'd grown up with in Chandler, Arizona. Now, you know, the thing about it is, though, is that is not really a positive light, which was all you saw was a positive. And he made this into a positive story.
He was walking for him.
And he was walking. That was walking for his friend. But now all the other cancer survivors that were out there that were walking around the track. I shouldn't say marching. That's too military. They were walking around the track, and there were hundreds of them, and then hundreds and hundreds of people. What a great event! It so moved us that we were the first ones that we signed up for next year to be part of this 24-hour event.
We're going to stay out there.
We're putting a team together, Bad Bob, so you got a year to get ready.
It was my pleasure to cover Walk for Life for several years for the old radio station, and what an inspiring event. Did you stay for the Candelaria?
No, we were on to the opening ceremony.
If you don't go through that ceremony without a lump in your throat, the Candelaria, the candles inside the bags, mm-hmm. lining the track, and mm-hmm. they play Amazing Grace on the bagpipes, if you don't finish that with a tear in your eye and a lump in your throat, you ain't human, let me tell you.
Yeah, it was really spectacular.
It was.
I did attend the Luminaria about... I want to call it Luminaria, but about 4 years ago, about 5 years ago, I suppose, when I first came to Reading, and it is. But anyway, so that was one of our weekend experiences. Love to hear from you. What's going on? If you have a lot to go to kick off the day with today, have a full show with lots of great info. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. Good morning, Monday, KCNR 1460.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, this is Adrian Malley with Reading Electric Utility. Please join the City of Reading for the 11th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair, Saturday, June 18th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. The Energy Fair will once again feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating home performance, energy efficiency, water conservation products, technologies, and the new plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free asphalt cowboys, pancake breakfast, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make a positive impact for your family and our community. See you June 18th beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU, celebrating 90 years of outstanding electricity service for the Reading community.
Oh, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly.
The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:15 in the morning, and it's June the 13th. A wonderful, wonderful day. It's going to be a great week. We got a lot of things coming on. Somebody asked a question. We have those raffle tickets. Just started selling them. So, Angel, yes, I've got two tickets for you. Now, these tickets.
We have 20 on hold.
We've got 20 on hold right here already.
Which means 80 are still for sale.
And that means 120 are still on sale.
Oh, excuse me. Still learning my math.
We're selling 200 tickets for a Remington Auto Loading 308 750 Game Master. All proceeds, every bit of it, goes to the Shasta Women's Refuge. Part of the fundraising event we're doing for Dancing with the Stars as I dance across the stage there. I'll be thinking is that I've sold 200 tickets for a rifle out of one of my rifles, which has had just perfect condition, less than 20 rounds through it. And you know what? I said, you know, I'm going to donate this and see if we can't come up with 200 people that or we want to sell 200 tickets at $10 a piece, have the raffle on July 8th right here in the show, and we'll draw it right then.
Who's going to draw it?
I don't know. We'll have maybe somebody from Shasta Women's Refuge come down.
That sounds great.
We'll have somebody like Christy Hansen or somebody that heads up the Women's Refuge come down and draw that, and then we'll. You do not need to be present, of course. And on the tickets, it's your phone number and all that stuff that we'll call you only if you win.
And you're going to take care of the legal transference, and there will also be a case.
Yes. Well, why not?
Those
why
are
not? You know what? For
$10,
it's $600. Okay, it's a good deal.
Yeah, you need to take care
Jump
of all
out.
That stuff.
And buy it for your parents. Buy it for your friends. Buy it for, Neighborhood Watch.
And also, if for some reason that you can't do the raffle ticket, we also are going to be doing a fundraiser where we're going to have a wonderful DJ. It's $5 to get in from 6 to 9 at Tobacco and Brew on the 24th. Mark your calendar, the 24th. And we're going to have all kinds of great surprises. Every 15 minutes, there's going to be some wonderful things that are going to be very entertaining. And you will be able to get
hors d'oeuvre champagne.
You'll get to donate money that night. And then on the 22nd, we'll be at Country Kitchen Live doing our show with a live remote in the morning. Come by, have a cup of coffee, drop a check or some money into our little Shasta Refuge box that we have, because Carl is dancing with the stars. And the whole idea behind that is to really get behind and support the Shasta Women's Refuge, and that is part of the deal that we're doing is for Carl and for the Shasta Women's Refuge is to raise monies for everything that's been cut from the state. So, anyway, it should be a lot of fun. And we talk about, things that are really enjoying and fun and community and how much we have great community spirit here. We love it. We were talking yesterday about, oh, my God, don't you love living here? There's just stuff. Magic happens every day. Somebody on the street, something, you'd pull in somewhere, somebody says something, and it just makes you feel like, I'm really happy that we live here, that we've chosen Shasta and the North State to be our home. And I think this is a great segue into
our guest,
Chris Workman, who is CEO of the Shasta District Fair. It's here.
They're setting up currently right now. The rides are coming in.
When do we start our fair?
We open up Wednesday at 11 a.m.
All right.
Fair Day.
It's so wonderful. The Shasta District Fair is fun.
It's a blast.
Okay, so now, you, of course, you've got sequins, events, excuse me. You also have sequins, but...
yeah, I do.
Segments is what I meant to say, of nights, of special events that are going on. How about you tell our listeners, and we'll be giving tickets away tomorrow, what is going on?
Certainly. We open up, of course, Wednesday, 11 a.m. with Kids Day. Pepsi, Waterworks Park, Power 94, Kids Day, 12 and under are free that day. And around 7 p.m. on the Pepsi stage, they'll have a giveaway for those 12 and under. And so make sure when they come through the gate, they sign up for that giveaway. 7 o'clock in Trinity Hall, they have fairly popular pizza contest. We have cooking contests every day, so if you want to join in and be a judge, let me know. I can hook you up. So if something sounds good when I say it, just let
okay,
me know.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah. 8 o'clock in the grandstand, we have Shasta Taiko drummers.
Ooh.
They're out of Mount Shasta.
Yeah, I've seen awesome. Them before. They're fabulous.
Beautiful, beautiful sounds. Thursday, senior day, 62 and over is free.
Free. 62 and over. I love that.
What day is that?
Thursday.
That's cool. Bob needs to know that.
Okay, Bob. It's free.
Bad Bob,
this
you get
nice.
Him free. You get him free twice. It's for people that act under the age of 12, Bad Bob, and people over the age of 62. You got 2 days.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because a lot of times when we call or we have to go somewhere, I'll ask if there's a senior or military discount. And, you know, the fact that you
the military for me, the senior for Linda.
And that you recognize the seniors for a special day is just really... That's very important.
It is. Seniors are very important.
Yeah, us seniors need our fun too. Now, do we get like? Is there like these heart things? You know, these restart things that so we have to go on these big rides that when you come falling off, somebody hits you in the heart with them. With the
defibrillator.
That defibrillator. You have a defibrillator there for after the big rides for us old guys.
I'm sure the EMTs have one right there in the ambulance. Thank you. But I'm hoping we don't need one. We need to use it.
All you need is a great looking big busted woman to walk by and
get you going.
He's alive again.
Little heart thump right there. Little chest thump.
I'm sorry, we got way off.
We've got to take a break, in fact. So we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the fair.
Chris,
all right.
Chris Workman's with us. Hang out.
This is what happens. See, you can, get her because she sent you over here into the lion's den here. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
You want the best for your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily, and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives starting with a 5-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your
home a dream come true. Our family always treats you great. We'll even help you decorate.
Tomorrow only, one half of the stock is one half off the price for one half day only. It's the one half off sale at Kubler's Furniture. Imagine walking through Kubler's beautiful furniture gallery and seeing great values at one half off. If it's in stock and on the floor and marked one half off, grab it. Tomorrow you save one half off on one half the stock for this famous half 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 sale going on right now at Kubler's Furniture. Tomorrow is your chance to save big at this select sale. Now's the time to create your home sanctuary at one half the cost.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lundabot, 7:25 in the morning, June the 13th.
Monday morning.
I can't tell how hot it is because Paul's not doing his job, but hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite.
Well, we know it's going to be 89 today, which, you know, forget, which means 90. We're reaching over there. B&T Satellite.
That's right. Doug Tooley, 244-1988 is his phone number. Don't call the 800 number. Call it 244-1988. He puts in Dish Network. He does a great job, and he is backing Dancing with the Stars. He's putting his money where his mouth is. He says, what can I do to help our community? He's jumping into this full scale. So, Doug Tooley, we thank you. Our community thanks you, and we use Dish Satellite with Doug, and we've had nothing but happiness.
Our guest this morning is Chris Workman, who is the CEO of the Shasta District Fair. We're so excited to have you here.
Come on down and eat a corn dog with me.
A corn dog. You know, it's been
I eat corn dogs once a year at the county fair, at the Shasta County Fair.
How many rides?
Shasta District Fair.
That's the only time I eat a corn dog.
But it's the county fairgrounds. So how many? Oh, it's the district fairgrounds. That's a confusion.
We're a state agency. MacArthur's a county fairground.
Okay,
sorry.
Good. Let's clarify. Thank you. There's a really important clarification. Chris, how many rides are on the Midway?
Approximately on the actual Midway, about 25.
Okay, and then you have the old-fashioned toss the ring and the wonderful games, which is all in the Midway.
Has anybody ever tossed the ring and it landed on a bottle?
Yes.
It did?
There are winners.
There are?
Yeah, you see them walking around with the big old stuffed teddy
bears.
Yeah,
who are those kids? I think they pay these kids.
Would you win me one of those?
Oh, yeah, I've got $1,000.
I was going to say, I was just told the other day how to win them.
Okay. Oh, you are? Then after the show.
Yeah, secret.
Okay, we got Big X coming in here this year, too.
We do. We've got Charlie Daniels Band coming in on Friday night.
Man.
Right. Dress circle seats are $15. Otherwise, it's free with your admission in the grandstand.
Really? Wow.
$15. Can you imagine that? To go see Charlie Dress Circle? Love it.
Yeah, but then if you just come to the fair, you can see it. Then you got the Demolition Derby.
Demolition Derby on Sunday about 4 o'clock. The auto racing on Saturday night. Straight Ahead Big Band on Thursday night.
They're great.
I love Demolition Derby. We were close to that at one time. We were in a race, and I thought, if I got out of there with my teeth.
I was racing down there. Yeah.
Oh, and you?
We were racing down there.
Hello? Who was sitting next to you strapped in?
And I've never heard the end of it.
Crazy.
In fact, we were doing a,
It was, I had some girlfriends.
We were going 3 abreast, 75 miles down the straightaway. Yeah.
I have, what is it called when you have aftershock?
PTSD.
Thank you.
She sees green trucks and she starts shivering.
No, I just am going to get even one day.
You did
Chris,
get even.
Chris, CEO of Shasta District Fair, what is... Every year you have to do something that is, okay, this year we're going beyond and above. What's different this year?
Above and beyond?
Yes.
Well, we've got the Great American Duck Races, so you can go down and place your bet on your favorite mallard. And we've got a concessionaire that's got different types of food. Jungle George, he's got yak on a stick. Rattlesnake on a stick.
Really?
That's a girl thing. Snattlerake. But, we'll eat snattlerake. I don't know about rattlesnake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll eat snattlerake. Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't tell me what it is.
Okay,
go ahead.
Want to do pre-sales.
Pre-sales. Pre-sales are going on right now. Get your ticket before tomorrow. Close of business tomorrow. They're at North Valley Banks, Tri-Counties Banks, Premier West, Cash It Now in Anderson, Humor Shop here in Reading.
Cool.
And so get your tickets before close of business tomorrow. It's about a 30% savings.
So how much are tickets? I tell you what, we're going to bring you. We're going to go for a break and bring you back for a couple minutes.
Want to find out if there's going to be a gypsy or a fortune teller there at the fair this year?
Okay, because we haven't got everything out that we need to about.
All right, hang out with us for a second there, Chris Workman, CEO of the Shasta District Fair. You're listening to KCNR 1460,
and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the bulls reclaiming Wall Street is a round of corporate deals helping lift the stock market out of its six-week tailspin. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's been above 12,000 in early trading. It's currently up 40 points just below that mark. VF Corp is acquiring Timberland for roughly $2 billion. It's paying $43 per share for the outdoor clothing company. VF also owns Wrangler and the North Face brands. Wendy's Arby's has finally found a buyer for the Arby's chain, Roark Capital buying a majority stake in the company, paying $130 million in cash, plus assuming about $190 million in Arby's debt. Other brands in the Roark portfolio include Carvel Ice Cream and Cinnabon. And shares of Transocean rallying on an upgrade. Argus Research boosts the Deepwater Drilling Company to a buy a little more than a year after its Deepwater Horizon rig blew up. The firm says Transocean shares are undervalued and much of the uncertainty has already been priced in. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
You're out driving with your baby and her smile is saying maybe.
Drag a flat. And just like that, both your tire and your girlfriend are deflated. No problem, you got the Slime Smart Spare for emergency tire repair. You get a flat, grab your green slime, and just like that, no more flat.
Now, the Slime Safety Spare for automatic flat tire repair. Check out the Slime Safety Spare at Pep Boys. No time to spare.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco and Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco and Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Brett Body Work and Large Vehicles Biased.
Psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Get away.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
That's us, baby.
The home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught. 7:35 in the morning on June the 13th. You know, it's going to be, gosh, like 91 degrees today or 89 degrees.
Currently 67.
I know, it's going to be a hot one. Now, we've had to hold Chris Workman over from the Shasta District Fair because we were frivolous with her time. So we're going to do another 4 minutes here because we have to get out the rest of this, all these great things that are happening. And no, MOM, there will be no, yes, there will be a petting zoo, but no rattlesnake petting zoo.
Well, she is the CEO, Chris Workman. Welcome to the program again of the Shasta District Fair. And as we know, it's summer break. It's big time. What do you do with the family? What's going on at the fair? And you've got so many wonderful exhibits, great talent, and a Facebook this year.
We have a Facebook page. So I encourage everybody to go on Facebook and like our Facebook page. And you can win. There's
just contests by a click.
Going on. Just by one simple little click. And there are contests going on, daily contests, so you can win admission tickets possibly, a ride ticket, all sorts of different
going
things.
Going back to the tickets, now if you buy your tickets right now, the pre-sale tickets, you can get 30% off?
Correct.
Okay, and how much are tickets pre-sale?
Pre-sale right now are $22.50 for a book of five. That gets either five people in on one day or one person in every Friday or every day of the fair.
Okay.
And then online, you can get single admission tickets.
Okay. And if you just show up, how much is it?
If you show up, they're $7 for...
Come on.
Yeah. You want to make sure. That's
a
different bargain.
That's a bargain, but I mean, it's even a bigger bargain if you've got a family. Just stop by...
Carnival ride tickets right now are $23. If you wait until after close of business tomorrow, they're $30. That's $7 a ticket.
So let's say you wanted to buy a package. You can buy a package of the carnival rides, right?
Yes, you can buy as many as you want.
All right, because is it like a book? You get like
not the carnival rides. They're little coupons, but the books of five. Admission tickets, yes.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, because, you know, I mean, I do want to go this year, and I do want to do the Ferris wheel. Will you do that with me, Carl?
Oh, yeah. And where can we get the tickets again?
You can get the tickets at North Valley Banks, Tri-Counties Banks, Premier West Banks, Humor Shop here in Reading, Cash It Now in Anderson, and Ace Hardware in Anderson, online at ShastaDistrictFair.com or in our fair office.
That's
now, the
super.
Fair this year is called A Slice of Heaven in 2011.
Yes. So come down and make your slice of heaven. Create your own slice of heaven.
Do you know what I like
Carl
about the
loves
fair?
The fair.
I love the fair. No, I love the fair. Because when I like to go in and see, you know, the 4-H, see all that, and all the kids are working with their animals, anything from chickens to cows. And then all the things, you know, all these exhibits people put together and the gems and then the quilting and all. And then, of course, all the vendors that are selling you everything.
Any and everything.
Everything. We bought sheets there last year, didn't we? Is that it?
I don't know if that was they were like, we talked about this before. They were like 1,000 thread count sheets for $40.
Yeah.
And you know what? They were good. And they are good. We still have them. Was that at the fair?
Yeah, they sell 1,000 or 1,200.
I know, but the other thing too is just going around and just enjoying yourself. Watch, I mean, you eat things there you won't eat the rest of the year, and I guess part of it's going to be rattlesnake this year or corn dogs, and you just kind of kick back.
I haven't had cotton candy forever.
And you just have a good time. You know what? And that's the fair. People come from all over for this. I mean, we love it.
It's a great date night. I think that'd be great. So can we do that, Carl?
Yes, we can make that a date night. We can do that. I tell you what, we can do that. And, you know, it was going to take you out and give you this diamond necklace. So I tell you, instead, I'm going to give you a corn dog down at the...
catch a falling star and put it on my neck, and that would be fine.
All right, hon. Hey, you know, Chris Workman, any last thoughts here?
Last thought, I'd like to invite everybody out to the Junior Livestock Auction on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
And... you support the kids. Those kids put a lot of time and energy into those
animals.
Sad
but happy.
Exactly.
They're sad but happy because they're letting an animal that they have raised It's being auctioned off, but that money goes to them for their school, and I mean for it goes back to them, right? And for
exactly.
education and everything.
Yes, you get it if you've grown up with it. If you haven't grown up with it, this is a time if you've ever questioned it, to go out, interview the kids, talk to the kids, ask them why, what it means to them. It would be a great insight to what 4-H is about, and it is 4-H, correct?
4-H and FFA.
And FFA, and they do so many things for the community, and it is a great way for the kids to really pour themselves into something that's really a worthwhile moment in time.
I agree. Totally agree.
Okay. Hey, Chris, thank you so much
thank
for coming
by. Thank you so
by.
Much. And come on out and have a create your slice of heaven in 2011.
All right.
We'll do that. Hey, Carl. Our guest has been Chris Workman from the she's the CEO of the Shasta District Fair. And we're happy to have had her here. We're going to take a break here. We come back, we're going to be talking about maps. And you're thinking maps?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But these
Not
are
these
the
kinds
of maps you put in your living room. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 7:40 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460. Number 29 in.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yeah!
The home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 7:44 in the morning, June the 13th. 67 degrees. It's going to be 89.
You're doing rolling on the river. It's not like he's doing setups, but
this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great place, been in business for over 30 years. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, but they also have those icy drinks. And starting to get hot, my friends, that's where you can get them from. You know, the people working at Tobacco and Brew are just some of the nicest people you're ever going to meet. Great walk-in humidor. And on the 24th, we're going to be down there from 6 to 9 p.m. for a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. Not only can you come down and maybe get a preview of the dance, and that's what we're calling it now, the dance, but we're going to have some other surprises down there that you are going to like. Not only that, but we'll have raffle tickets, I think, available at that point, because we've only got 200 raffle tickets, and we'll be able to sell them there, too. But that is Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley. They do so much for this community, and they give veteran discounts. And now our guest is Tina. Is it Peach?
Tina Peach St. James.
I always start to get that confused there.
Well, because you're Peach, Tina St. James, but all of a sudden on Facebook it's Tina Peach, and then your brother, who's a peach, and you know what?
You're all
truthfully,
peach.
In the big scheme of things, you are a true peach.
Well, thank you very much. I consider you very peachy, Tina, too.
You're just a real lady, and you always you've come to the North State, and you're adding. What you're doing is you're bringing a huge creative spirit, and gosh, Carl, what would you call it? It's the name of it is called
Village Maps of America.
Village Maps
you
of America.
You have seen these everywhere in the United States or even the world. I tell you what, I have one of these from Bosnia.
They've been around since the 1600s. I've done some research, and they started over in Europe. But yes, you'll find them all across the world. They're beautiful caricatures of villages, towns, cities, and it really captures the spirit and essence of that town.
Well, you know what? That's exactly what it is, and it's a sad one because it's Sarajevo.
Oh.
And it shows the gun emplacements around it. It shows people running along the streets. It shows, I mean, but it's in this type of format. I mean, there's no blood or anything like that, but it's just, it's a perfect depiction of what Sarajevo looked like right in the middle of the war.
Okay, so when you have brought in with us your portfolio, which is several maps, that again, it's like a huge cartoon, a huge caricature, like you said. What are the sizes of the maps?
The actual size is 24 by 30.
Okay.
But we incorporate about 100 to 110 different businesses of all different sorts from the town to represent the town completely.
So when you came to us, in fact, it's really funny because when we saw this map some time ago, because you update it with Reading, and of course things leave and things come, and of course, you know, we've got beautiful things always like the dam in Whiskey Town, but you you know, and Turtle Bay and beautiful things that are kind of iconic, but you have businesses. And so the couple years ago we looked and we didn't have our radio station, so we're like, when you came through the door, we said we want to be on the map. So the new one that's coming out, of course, we're going to get to be on the map. But it's really interesting because it's downtown. It's a great thing to have on your lobby door, wall, or just at your house. Give us more information about your maps and where you're going.
Well, it's called Village Maps of America, so I really intend to get the maps all across America. Of course, I'm starting here in the North State. I started over on the coast with a series I did for Humboldt County. I did Eureka, Arcata, Fortuna, and Ferndale. And then I ventured over the mountains, through the woods, and came over to beautiful Reading and this beautiful valley, and started with my Reading map, and then I finished Chico, Anderson. My Red Bluff map will be out here in a few weeks. I've got some terrific artists, and I actually just got my new River City map and my Shasta County map going at the same time. So those two are underway right now. I've just got in contact with a fabulous artist who is going to blow my mind, I know, with his fantastic ability. He's amazing. So he's right here in town, and he wants to take on either one or both. He's very confident. So, you know, Shasta County is a really neat place. I kind of, with my job and doing this map for Shasta County, I've been venturing out from Reading and up north and east and west and south, and this is a very beautiful area. The coast is beautiful with the ocean and the redwoods, but here in Shasta County, they've got all kinds of beautiful forests. I was up at Castle Crags. Have you been there before?
You know what? Shame on me. I have driven by. I'll tell you, I've been in and out of Shasta County for, 15 years now, living here for five, right in Redding. And last year, I don't know if it's because I'm working and I go back and forth to visit my folks in Sacramento. I don't understand why. Last year was the first time, personally, and Carl as well, on Lake Shasta and on Whiskey Town.
Oh, wow.
So
they actually went on the lakes themselves.
So Castle Craig, driven by it, but not been involved. Love, want to just, you know, eat, it's a goal
so
each year.
Was the answer no to that then?
Yes, but I did go around about because I think we have a tendency to have beautiful things here that we don't.
Right. Well, that's what I want to do with the Shasta County map is to bring all the beautiful things that maybe we don't get to see every day that are here in our county that are close by and remind us, hey, go up to Castle Crags, check out these beautiful formations, go to the caverns, you know, experience what nature has brought to us. Over in Burney and MacArthur, have you folks been out there before?
Yes, we've been. You know, it's a good thing for, like, places to, you know, of business to hang up. So as tourists are coming through, especially motels and restaurants, so they can have that.
Who said that Burney Falls was the eighth wonder of the world?
Oh, I
was
know.
It Woodrow Wilson?
No, I think it was somebody from Burney.
No, he said we're the eighth wonder of the world.
We got to take a break here. So when we come back.
Tina St. James, we'll be right back.
Tina Peach St.
Yeah,
James.
Yeah, don't forget the peach.
That's right. And it's a peachy day. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, Redding, California.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, phone lines here, 605-4567, 7:53 in the morning, June the 13th. It's 70 degrees already, and Jay, you're on the line.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning there, Yellow Cap guy.
Well, I was just curious. What does it take to get your company on that map?
Well, we have a strict policy that there's a totally important interview where I show up and I take a check from you.
That's the big thing. In fact, you can drive around town and she can talk to you. At the same time, you can be, you know, stop at a light and write a check for her.
Well, I, you know, as for instance, for the cab, I like to give exclusives. We don't want every cab in town. So the first cab that came and wanted to be on the map, I would, get their logo, take a photo, and there's a little fee that's involved. But what you get with that is you get a framed print to hang in your office. You get 30 posters to sell or give away. You could even donate them to your favorite charity for a fundraiser. But, you know, they're all over town. You're going to start seeing them everywhere because I'm really working hard to get these into every business. I display them and pass them out to folks that even aren't on the map. So if you want some information about how to get on the map, you can check out my Facebook page, Village Maps of America, or Tina Peach St. James on my Facebook, or you can simply call me at 707-502-0454.
That's Tina Peach St. James, 707-502-0454. Or go to Facebook and go to Village Maps of America. And I can tell you something, we're really thrilled to be on the map. And it is just really exquisitely done.
Yes, like I said, this the new River City map is going to be very colorful. It's going to really highlight Sacramento River and the beauty that we have in that. And then, of course, all the great businesses. Jay, go ahead.
And to change the subject a little bit, I apologize for interrupting. That wasn't my intent. You know, Linda, if you've never been to the top of Castle Crags, you need to try it out. You know, it is a really beautiful view from the top up there. Same thing with Lassen.
Okay, I think, you know what, that's a challenge that on Father's Day weekend, Carl and I need to do that.
And here I am just thinking that on Father's Day I get to make the choice of what we're going to do. Silly boy.
You're welcome, Carl.
Thanks
You're
a lot,
welcome.
Jay. Hey, you know what? I hope somebody throws up the back of your seat.
My bill's going up this month, isn't it, Carl?
No. I'll just call you when I need to get rid of a six-pack and, you know. Okay.
Jay, I'll get a hold of you, Jay, and we'll get you on the River City map, and we'll put you guys in history, okay?
Sounds great. You have a wonderful day.
Hey, thanks,
all right,
Jay.
Thanks. Well, our guest this morning has been Tina Peach St. James, and we're talking about, you know, how affordable it is, and not only that, it is being forever in history.
Yeah, and another great thing is that, you know, we're really bringing communities together. You know, sometimes we get caught up in life, and, you know, there's a lot of stress. With this is a really fun, you know, we all have to advertise and market our business. We all have to bring more business to our business. And this is a really fun permanent way to do that, and it is very affordable considering that you become a permanent fixture in the minds of young children growing up, and old folks love to look and cherish. And even the one we did for Reading, so many things have changed just since we finished that one just about 18 months ago. We now have Kobe, where the Pio Loco was. We have a new restaurant coming in. So some of the things have changed.
Yeah, KCNR, right now next to Kobe. So, So now, when is the new Reading map coming out?
Well, it's hard for me to give a date because first I have to get the businesses on, and then I have to give the artists ample time. It takes about 150 to 200 hours of the artist's time to put this detail in. So depending on how many hours a day, which I like them to dedicate 10 to 15 hours, but really they're going to give me about 4 or 5 hours. So.
Do you have a cutoff date, though, for businesses?
Well, it's in the next probably 2 months, so about 8 weeks. I'd like to have the participation portion wrapped up so the artists can get busy. And we can get this thing to you guys as soon as possible.
Bob.
So you ever have a business come and say, my building doesn't really look like that.
Of course.
It's not big enough.
Well, actually, on my Arcata map, there was a building that wasn't even built yet. So he gave me the blueprints. And the artist drew them from the blueprints.
How wonderful.
Well,
you'll see things. This is exactly where it is, what it looks like.
It's a cartoon.
It's whimsical.
Cartoon.
It's whimsical.
It is. You can be on the opposite side of the building, but your business is there. And it's got you generally in the right spot.
Right, it's a snapshot, so you can kind of get an idea. You see the logo, you see the color, the shape of the building, you see, and it might not be a building, it might be a hot air balloon with your logo on it, or a car driving through.
So don't think it's going to be like a photograph what it is.
Artist rendition.
But it looks great, and you know what, and they all look the same.
Not like the same, but different.
Bit different.
Yeah, we like to use different artists every time to get a different flavor and feel. And it really, like I said, it does really capture the spirit of the
city.
Yeah,
it does. That's what it's about.
Well, welcome to the North State, and you do so much. Before, we've got about 1 minute left, and I want to thank you again for donating. I was thinking about you yesterday, actually, how you had taken a grand piano and donated it to a very worthy cause that's getting a lot of use, and that is?
The Lassen House Memory Care Center and Senior Home. I did have a 1967 baby grand piano, mahogany, and it was completely gorgeous. Last year they had the ivory keys, and I wanted to really bless somebody. I knew a senior home would really get a kick out of having that, and they do. They love it. They play it. They have folks.
And thank you for being part of our community. Village Maps of America, Tina Peach St. James.
Yeah, you can catch them on Facebook. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
There still is wind and there still are hot spots.
But she and 7,000 others in Arizona are back home, thanking firefighters for battling a giant wildfire that still burns. Fox's Casey Stiegel is live in Springerville.
Yeah, Dave, the vast majority of evacuation orders, in fact, have been lifted in eastern Arizona, as crews say they have finally turned a corner in fighting this massive Walla wildfire. More than 30 homes destroyed, and some residents worried about the health effects from the smoke. The flames still growing in remote parts of the Apache National Forest, away from more populated areas. The blaze at 10% containment, already scorching more than 450,000 acres. Dave?
Casey, after lying to cover up a sex scandal, Anthony Weiner is not in Congress today. He's somewhere getting treatment. Weiner taking a leave of absence, ignoring fellow Democrats' calls to resign. Days after his senior campaign staff resigned, Newt Gingrich is refocusing his run for the White House.
I know full well the rigors of campaigning for public office.
That was Gingrich last night in California. Tonight, he and six other Republicans who want to be president will debate in New Hampshire. The battling is continuing relentlessly in Libya. Gaddafi forces versus rebels in several cities. A rebel spokesman claims nine of his fighters were killed yesterday. Meanwhile, people keep fleeing the fighting in Syria, and a power struggle lingers in Yemen. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more on both live.
Yeah, Yemen's opposition today saying there is agreement on talks starting soon on how the injured president will cede power. He has fled Yemen ostensibly for medical care. Meanwhile, today in Syria, state media showing troops retaking a rebellious northern town. Jisr al-Shogur shelled at the weekend. Many residents predicting this retribution. They fled and now are getting humanitarian aid just over the border inside Turkey. Dave?
Alistair on Wall Street trying to break a six-week losing streak. The Dow's up 30 points. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Every presidential election, it's recycled candidates spouting old ideas and refusing to agree on anything. But that's about to change with Votocracy, the great political equalizer that gives you the chance to run for president. At Votocracy.com, you can campaign for the White House on our powerful platform and maybe end up on our selection show before a national audience. So join millions of others in the great American debate. Start your campaign today at Votocracy.com. That's Votocracy.com.
In 2010, Americans spent over $7.1 billion on ATM fees. And nearly one in two people are unhappy with their bank's phone customer service. It's time to choose a different kind of bank. Ally Bank has reimbursement for all ATM fees nationwide, plus 24/7 live customer care with over 90% customer satisfaction. To learn more, visit allybank.com. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
People are dead in a small plane crash in Oregon, and a third person believed to be on board hasn't been found. The plane went down after taking off from Washington State yesterday. Why has not been determined. Christchurch, New Zealand, rattled again by strong aftershocks, doing more damage to the city, already torn apart by February's earthquake that killed 181 people.
I'm scared. We are going to have to think about whether we stay here or not.
New Zealand and Australia both dealing with a lot of ash from a Chilean volcano.
All Qantas flights from Melbourne, Tasmania, and New Zealand were grounded
grounded because the cloud of ash had drifted over southeastern Australia. The airline saying it was more interested in safety than its schedule. Some passengers, though, not happy with the delay, seeing other airlines had taken to the skies. Some limited services have now resumed, but the backlog of travellers could take days to clear. And the trouble isn't over yet, with another ash plume heading towards Australia later in the week. That could cause even more headaches for airlines and travellers. In Melbourne, Australia, Leslie Yeomans, Fox News Radio.
They are cheering a championship in Dallas. Fans in the streets after the Mavericks beat the Miami Heat to win the NBA title. They're almost as happy in Cleveland.
Vindication for Cleveland Cavaliers fans as LeBron James finishes second to the Dallas Mavericks. This Cavs fan says LeBron had a better thing going on Cleveland's North Coast.
It's been great. Let's be honest. LeBron took his talents to be on the beach, not to win championships. If he would have stayed here, he would have won. So, you know what? Take your beach. I'll take Lake Erie, and I'll go on South Beach for vacation and watch LeBron cry.
James spurned the Cavaliers last July to sign with the Heat and team up with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh on a new-look Miami squad. In Cleveland, Carmen Angelo for Fox News Radio.
Now, what the Dallas Mavericks did last night? The Vancouver Canucks hope to do on ice tonight. Win the championship. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals are in Boston. The Bruins are down 3-2 and would force a Game 7 Wednesday if they win. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05, June the 13th. You know, we're moving through this fast. It's already almost time to go back to school in September. Sorry, kids, hear that.
You snooze, you lose, but don't snooze.
You know, it's going to be a hot one today, Linda.
Yes, it is. It's currently 70 degrees, and we're going to have a high today temperature of about 98 degrees, and we're going to be a low tonight of 60, actually 89, but you know what 90 is. What their forecast is 89. Tomorrow's 95. So we're climbing. The weather's always brought to you by Insamo Vineyards.
That's right. Insamo Vineyards, if you're going to go up, you know, get out of the heat a little bit, just head on up there, have a great brunch with them, have a, you know, dinner's, of course, always outstanding, and their music series is second to none up here. You just go up and have a great dinner and listen to great music. Our guest today, and has been our guest several times, and we always enjoy the good doctor coming on.
Give us great updates, Dr. McConnell.
Thank you. Good to see you both.
A heart surgeon here in town, heads up the Shasta Regional Medical Center heart.
Such a wonderful
heart
addition.
Heart program there. And we just listened to the CEO on Saturday.
Randall.
Uh-huh.
And the and what he was saying about, you know, surviving cancer. Before we get started, though, with that, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning. Our weekly update.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Hey, by the way, really enjoyed the show yesterday.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, it's nice to have our elected representatives kind of tune in and let us know what's up. It's really helpful.
Nielsen and LaMoffa.
Yeah, yeah. And it was nice of them to call in bright and early on a Sunday morning. I know they're working very hard.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on with the budget and everything else and the redistricting and all that stuff that's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely putting their time and they're earning their money. So anyway, I don't want to take too much of your time, but you know, we've got this local issue about the convention center possibly being closed.
Yeah.
And there is a grassroots effort to try to keep that building open and alive and productive, and the folks that are behind that effort will be joining us at the Reading Tea Party tonight to tell us how they've put their project together and what their ideas are to save the convention center. That'll be at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneville Road, and that is at the Bonneville Baptist Church.
Well, you know, I want to talk to them, too. Are you talking about Jeannie?
Jeannie Mistel.
You know, here's the thing is, we're at right at a real crux of this. I mean, something's got to be done, I understand, like yesterday. And so I know that there's all types, I know there's plans and other plans that they're going to go, from what I understand, go in and ask for an extension before they shut down the center or the convention center. Of course, then you've got Bethel that's standing there with a contract in hand saying, hey, we'll take it. So it's,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting to see what happens. But something needs to be done, you know, to make sure we keep that convention center open.
Right, exactly. So
great subject matter.
It should be a good meeting. Okay. And also tune in on Sunday morning, 8 to 10, on this station to We the People.
That's absolutely. Right. You guys do a great show.
You do have a great show. You've got topics of importance to the North State here and also national, but it's...
Everything national starts at the local level.
As it should. Okay. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you very much. That's 6 o'clock tonight at the Bonneville Baptist Church. You're going to be talking about the convention center. And the people that are trying to save it are going to be your guest speakers.
That's correct. And you, too, have a great week.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest, and we're going to get into not just health issues, but also economic issues and a couple other things, too. There could be a couple of surprises here. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:10 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your dream.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
This is Free Fire Radio.
You know, sometimes I let the bump music come back because I really like the bump music I need to listen to. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Good morning, 8:13 in the morning on June the 13th. It's 70 degrees already. It's going to be going up to 91 today. Ooh. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leah, our optometrist. He's over at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He's been in Reading for 20 years, which, you know, okay, a lot of people have been, you know, in Reading a long time. But this man, we endorse this guy, Dr. Joseph Leah. He's taking care of our eyes. We're real happy with him. You only got two of them, so you might want to make sure somebody takes care of him and looks at him every so often. He's at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223. 2325.
contact lenses. He's got glasses for the whole family. He's got an on-site lab. He can work with you on, you know, how you're going to pay for things. You know, talk to the doctor. That's Dr. Joseph Leah, Advantage Eye Care, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. So, okay, our guest today, as we said, Dr. Doug McConnell. Good morning.
Hello, Carl. I want to second your vote there of confidence in Dr. Joe. He's my optometrist as well. He's a great guy and good service. Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful staff over there.
Yeah, they are. You know, I mean, you know, part of the thing is when you go in, no matter how good the doctor is, if you know, if the staff is rude to you, you know, you never see the doctor because, oh, let me vote with my feet right now.
Well, you won't have to worry that with Joe.
No, his people are really good, really nice, Dr. Leah. Okay, you know, when we come in here, we usually talk medical, and especially on how Obamacare is going to impact on us medically, and there's been no changes in it. Except there's been more exemptions.
Correct.
You know, for other companies that wanted to avoid Obamacare. If that's the case, why is there Obamacare if you can get an exemption?
Well, that's an interesting. The truth is, as a government controls more opportunity and distribution of resources and priorities, basically they're in the position to grant waivers and guidance and to decide who has to obey or not obey with their policies and programs. That's actually a form of, best I would say, discrimination. In other words, if I have to abide by a law and finance challenges in my small business, in my office, or yours, other people are getting exemptions for reasons. I don't know. Have you gotten your certificate so you can apply for your exemption? I haven't seen mine in the mail.
No, I just had something that my workers' comp just went up $1,000 because, you know, which they were incorrect about. And one of the things that you're talking about, though, is the small businesses. And small business is the backbone of this economy and had the slowest growth in this past year than they have, you know, what since they've kept records.
Well, these are some of the sort of cacophony of what's coming out of Washington. They also, well, small business is the engine that hires makes new jobs. That's where the entrepreneurial environment is. They bow at the altar of small business is to be encouraged. Yet what you have is this hanging out there as a great unknown future tax in cost of doing business, certainly a cost of adding employees. It's a threat. And you don't have a way out. You don't have lobbyists like the SEIU or various big union folks or companies that can go to Washington and beg their way out of the cost of Obamacare and of purchasing insurance that's compliant with it. So what's happening here is there's a snuffing and an uncertainty of what are the privileges being given out in Washington. It actually reminds me in the Muslim world where the king sits there and has regular meetings with all the people who line up outside the tent, and he can give them favors and land and marry an extra bride or a new passel of goats. We actually have favors being handed out by the government, which now can control this access or give you an exemption, sort of like a gift from the government. You don't have to pay these laws. You and I get stuck with them. But the point is we are coming at the nexus with the health care, since the government's undermining and financing so much of it, and the government's finances are all colliding here. So when you mention health care, you're actually ultimately getting down to the economy and the economic decisions and priorities that are being made by the government on our behalf. So you cannot unhook this talk about deficit and deficit reduction from what are our options to provide safety net for health care to Americans. They are intertwined now because the government is the purveyor of both. So my thought today when you asked in our warm-up, I'm worried about the challenges to the American dream by the government policies and where we are coming with Obamacare and the threat to the American small businessmen, because the government says, we're not getting jobs. We need jobs. Well, the truth is people are afraid to invest in America. And that's a problem.
That's, you know, and that's the scary thing, because this, again, as we said last week, the unemployment, people applying for unemployment for the first time leaped again. And it was 30,000 more than they thought. We're into that. We're back in that 420 range.
How about, okay, there's a couple things that come to my mind, and then one of which we were looking at the birth announcements yesterday, and we were looking at, well, have a baby and get on government. I hate to say that. That sounds so trite, but we were looking at how many births came and the breakdown of traditional values,
mm-hmm.
what it is to be more acceptable, accepting of breaking a law. And I know this is going to sound like a horrible, you know, like, oh, God, this is self-serving. But with the cost of everything that's happening with health care, if it becomes legally that you have to carry insurance, many people are going to be breaking the law, as well as when it costs. I know this is an analogy of something that's recently happened to many people I know. When you unintentionally roll through a red light and it costs almost $600, who can afford to carry insurance when you are living in a town and you're working with the when you're working and it's you're making $10 an hour and that kind of thing? People are going to break the law because they can't afford it.
Well, and just as you have uninsured drivers or a variety of people, I have no idea how you're going to police who has insurance or not. You know, it's going to be fascinating, since we somehow are going to have to, the theory going to force mandate insurance. But this is in the same country, in the same party, that doesn't even want to make sure voters are registered correctly with an ID.
I mean, this whole thing means you're going to have to have some
sort of medical ID, but we can't. It doesn't apply to voter registration.
You want to give me a medical ID? Fine. Make sure everybody that gets a medical ID is a legal citizen of this country. Then you can get, you can solve all the problems with just one ID card that they can then track us down. And anyway, hey, we got to take a break.
Yeah, I've got some good thoughts.
Yeah. Dr. Doug McConnell.
Just getting warmed up.
Yeah, you know, and we talk so much more. This isn't just about medicine. This is about, you know, in fact,
our future.
We don't talk a lot about medicine per se. We talk about economics of healthcare. We talk about the economics of our future here, and this is why we love to have the doctor on. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:20 in the morning, 70 degrees. It's June 13th, and this is Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars, and let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Furniture for life, Cuber's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true. Our family always treats you great. We'll even help you decorate.
Tomorrow only, one half of the stock is one half off the price for one half day only. It's the one half off sale at Kubler's Furniture. Imagine walking through Kubler's beautiful furniture gallery and seeing great values at one half off. If it's in stock and on the floor and marked one half off, grab it. Tomorrow you save one half off on one half the stock for this famous half-half-half sale going on right now at Kubler's Furniture. Tomorrow is your chance to save big at this select sale. Now's the time to create your home sanctuary at one half the cost.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:25 in the morning, June the 13th, 72 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug Tooley down there, BNT Satellite, puts in Dish Satellite. Call 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. It goes to a different state or hemisphere or even world. He puts in Dish Satellite, does a great job. Not only that, but Doug Tooley is a member of this community. He has stepped up. You know, he's really, really helping out with Dancing with the Stars and the Shasta Women's Refuge. I can't say enough about what he does. He wants to be a member of the community. He's been here since 1985. He's a veteran. He does the job for you, and he guarantees his work. He uses local people. Money stays local. That's BNT Satellite. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell, we're talking not just health issues, but...
health of the country.
Health of the country issues. Yes. So I guess they are health issues.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a funny thing, and this is kind of a little bit off on it. We were talking about the number of the different names you see in the birth announcements for May. How many single mothers there are in there. Now, I'm not really familiar with, you know, when you put down the name of the baby. And the parents, I don't know, can they just put down one parent, or is, you know, I mean, a lot of them have different names, so you can't tell. Maybe that, you know, in today's society, a lot of women keep their last names, so you can't really tell from that either if maybe the couples are married. But I'd say the majority of those that they were in the paper about for May births were either had different last surnames or were just single. So,
and that, assuming there's a correlation with what the marital and financial status of the family unit is, that's an absolute disaster. Walter Williams and Thomas Sowell and other economists have listed the major issues on how to stay out of poverty, or basically set your family up to grow out of poverty. And one of them is finish high school, don't use drugs or get involved in crime. But the other is basically get married before you have children and then stay married. And somehow the society basically threw away that percept. We actually made it possible economically, or even acceptably socially, to be married and have children. And that used to be worked around and managed by families, but the truth is now we've made the economic consequences less disastrous by aid, but that aid can go on for years. And I think sociologists will be arguing for a long time, but ultimately I think it weakens the society to not have intact family units in general, particularly for children. I think
drive up and down Placer.
Well, I think generally children raised in two-parent families in a loving environment are better than not, and that's certainly, we should hold that as a desirable need. And you know, it's encouraging or supporting or subsidizing alternate behavior, I think, is a question in my mind.
That's interesting. Alternate behavior is a great thing. You know, Doug, I have written down here the threat to the American dream, which is kind of, what you really wanted to...
Well, it is, because I think...
Talk about today.
When Carl and I are both in the military, and while we're proud of our country and the service we've had, as well as everyone who's part of it, I don't mean just military service, but for us as a nation, what binds us is the American dream and a sense of a oneness, of a culture, of a people. And we're seeing that sort of ripped apart and fractionated, and we're seeing this being blown apart as we set up small classes, and we have class warfare. We have being sold at Washington, and we're told about that all the time coming out of Washington. But the American dream is about a government that is sets a playing field that is fair, and you expect to have environment of minimal regulatory effect, but you want to have a level playing field for people to invest in America, and that's what's going on right now. All the capital that Obama's looking for the small jobs and entrepreneurial is being held on the sidelines because people aren't sure what the future is because they're not trusting their government's decisions economically, and they don't trust what's happened. And Walter Williams, this economist I read, gives a great, he has a chapter called Get the Government Out of the Miracle Business. And we have the government been fiddling too long with the miracles. They wanted the miracle of the cash for clunkers. So they took a whole bunch of taxpayer money. They take resources out of the rest of us, make this plan to try to buy up these older cars. And the net result was a huge expense per vehicle. It was a boost temporarily to automobile sales. But what it really did was drove up the price of used cars such that poor people in America
couldn't buy them.
Couldn't buy the cars. They actually drove up the price because they reduced the supply of older cars. And so that was an unintended consequence of the program. So it ultimately hurt the very people they thought they might be helping. Maybe it was a gift to the unions or the production part of the automobile business.
It was a gift to big business.
Yeah. But then there's a great example that Walter Williams brought up, which I've then confirmed. The lobbyists for the sugar industry in the late 1990s.
Okay, now we've just got a minute left, and I don't think we've got enough time to really get into that one. So let's go into something else when we talk about, just for a minute here. I mean, we talk about trust in our government.
It's critical. It is
absolutely critical that we trust our government, and yet we continue to have. And I know, here it comes, people like Wiener, that comes up, and he's been on TV numerous times before it happened, talking about, oh, the government's here, the government's doing all such a great job. Then it turns out that he is a liar, a man without honor, a man who refuses to take responsibility. He's so bad, even his own party's starting to turn on him. And yet, these are the people that send our young men and women to war and keep them there. How can you trust people like that? And we're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:30 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Doug McConnell's our guest. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama's in North Carolina. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House.
The president will be focusing on the weak American jobs market as he meets with his Jobs and Competitiveness Council in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. Jobs in the economy have become a major liability for the president's reelection campaign, and North Carolina is expected to figure prominently in his reelection campaign. But the trip is coming under some criticism. He'll be at a company called Cree that makes LED lighting, but the company does a lot of its business out of China.
After that, the president attends fundraisers in Miami, then to Puerto Rico. At the Casey Anthony murder trial, FBI hair expert Stephen Shaw testifies about 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony's hair when she was found.
The root itself had sort of a brush-like appearance, so it's really a later stage of apparent decomposition than what was seen in the trunk.
The trunk of her mother Casey's car. Fox News. We report. You decide.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins
reminding you that June is Scary Story Month at New Radio Theater.
Listen to new horror stories the way they did it in the old days and let your imagination run wild.
It's much scarier that way.
Sundays at 4 p.m. on KCNR, brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
So get your marshmallows and your sleeping bags.
And join us on the web at newradiotheater.com.
If you dare.
What was that?
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio and Carl Linda Bott. It is 8:34 in the morning on June the 13th. It's 72 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a Monday. If you've gotten through the weekend without getting a haircut, well, you need to go down there now and see DC Tim or the Man in Black. Great haircuts. They don't style your hair. They cut it. If you're a veteran, you get a discount for it. In there, have a great conversation. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold. We go in there and get our shagginess fixed.
You get it. You get it. Hey, according to our chat packers, there was a comment, and it's very very telling of what we're talking about. It definitely coincides with what it is, with our American dream and the threat to the American dream. There was one of our chat packers that said that she went in and she went to get groceries, and said to the checker who was checking her out, checking her groceries out as she was going out to the car, why it's really crowded today. And she said, well, it's Memorial Day. And he said, what's that? Where do we decide to be neighbors for maybe those children who were actually raised in the best of circumstances, and teach our children, if they're not learning it in school, where do we, if we have a trickle down to three people, two people, that person can change the life of the next guy. And that's where we need to really make a decision about how we can make a difference. That's all I have to say.
Well, it says a lot about our school system and the parents.
I can't, yeah, but
that's a sad,
what's
sad
that?
Thing.
But
that's a hard thing to believe. That,
but he wouldn't be the first semi-clueless kid around, but hopefully he won't live his whole life that way, and hopefully
as they get older,
find out.
We're talking about having faith in our system. If we don't have faith in our government, then we won't have faith in what they're telling us. And you know, and the funny thing is, James Carville, of all people, the Democratic strategist, who is a rabid dog when it comes to he's the rabid dog that defends the Democratic ideals. He said, if we don't get the economy going, if we don't, you know, if the government doesn't make the right moves there to, you know, to get this, you know, this economy fixed, there's going to be riots in the streets. And I found that a very telling statement from this, you know, from him on national TV. Says, we don't get it fixed, there's going to be violence. I don't know if it's true. But
well, I think when society feels can't trust its leadership, and leadership is about, the currency of leadership is trust. And when people feel angered, disenfranchised, poorly treated, or they cease having trust in the civil system, and the truth is, that's happened in most of our civil riots. People got to that point for a variety of reasons. You can have riots. I mean, I was in L.A. when the L.A. riots occurred, and there was a breakdown where the portion of that society, for many reasons, on that day when a verdict was announced in Simi Valley, lost trust in the system and angered and expressed that. It was horrible to watch the civil system break down. But there's not enough police in our world to make us work. We choose to have a civil society. We set up rules of conduct that are somewhat self-imposed and expected. We get in lines. We don't cut in lines. That's all done by our social process. But that's based on trust, that someone else won't cut in front of you. You watch someone cut in front of your line, you begin to say, well, this is break down, and then it becomes a mob. You know. But social trust is very important. And what the government's doing it when they do have crazy programs like Cash for Clunkers, where it's just a big loss, where you see, as you mentioned with Anthony Weiner, everybody says, well, what the heck's going on here? How do I trust these people? And Walter Williams' point I was trying to make before the break was that he says the government gets in trouble when it tries to have miracles, when they want to legislate something good. There's always a consequence on the other side that they're not thinking about. You got to realize that politicians are good at making people, constituents, or supplicants happy. So years ago, the sugar industry they were worried about the rising productivity of other nations in sugar. Prices of sugar were going down, which would be good for Americans, but bad for sugar companies. Anyway, our government stepped in, and we actually pay 3 times the going world rate for a pound of sugar than anywhere else in the world, thanks to our tariffs and other things that were enacted, I believe, in the 1990s. Well, that made the sugar guys happy, I guess. The lobbyists, the big companies, the corporations. This is corporate welfare in an indirect way. It's the government picking who can win and lose. But here's the downside of it. And a little company started in 1910 making Lifesavers, which is, as American, we've all had them in our pocket. We've all used them. And it had been purchased and sold with various companies. But in 2002, the entire Lifesaver pack production facility for the world was picked up, moved from the United States right across the border into Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So Lifesavers aren't even made in America anymore. Now, that's not a big deal, but the point is there were a lot of jobs that migrated to Canada. Okay, and what drove them? He said, well, the sugar prices, because mainly it's one of the major constituents of their product. The point is that when the government plays a miracle for one group, there's always the offsets. And so jobs leave the United States because we try to help the sugar grower. That goes on. Cash for Clunkers hurt the poor people with the used car market. And whenever the government tries to be a nice guy to somebody, it's hurting someone else, because the government doesn't produce money or resources. It just redistributes them and reprioritizes. And they get it wrong half the time because they're listening to one supplicant, one group, one lobbyist. And the rest of us who are really toting the bill, there's nobody lobbying in Washington for Carl Bach that I'm aware of, or Doug McConnell. There's a congressman, I guess. That's part of their job. But the truth is they all need money from big business, big unions, whatever. And so you end up with a piston where the government is just all confused with right tax code that's trying to help this group and that group, and we're all paying for it. And that's really where our deficit comes from, is we've created entitlements and programs out of air. We're subsidizing tobacco farmers while we're telling you don't smoke. We're subsidizing corn for ethanol that isn't needed, is not really a good fuel. On and on it goes. I don't want to.
Well, no, but all this is true. Each one of them, you know, in itself is not onerous. But when you put them all together, it becomes.
It's how you dig a hole, one shovel full at a time. And each one of these programs, which they can never undo, is a shovel in the hole that we're in right now. And we've got to stand up as a nation and say, stop it.
Well, you know what? And again, I think the American people are getting it to the point where it's had enough.
Do we know? We got to take a quick break. According to our chat pack, one of the questions was, does the government still subsidize tobacco?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Tobacco farmers.
I got to get, we'll be right back after these messages. Casey and our 1460.
Big.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it.
Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at NOVB.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 8:45 in the morning on June the 13th. Another Monday, another week. It's 75 degrees already, my friends. Going up to 91. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Good.
We're talking about our friends, Joe and Shelley, who do so much for our community. Espresso Joe's there for coffee and or cold. Great drinks they have as it gets warmer. Great walk-in humidor, and they support the community with their own community room. They've been in business a long time. They have veterans discounts. And we're having our fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge there on the 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. Come on down. Watch maybe a little preview of the dance. So maybe a couple other dancers working there. And then all types of little surprises. Hors d'oeuvres, champagne, $5 donation to get in. Plus, we'll probably be able to have a few raffle tickets.
Oh, raffle.
Yeah, raffle tickets will still be there. I'm going to hit up the good doctor here before he leaves me. He'll outfit all of the emergency room staff with tickets.
Anyway,
Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, and we're talking about faith in government and things that happen in the economy, and a lot of it's being driven by the government, who one shovel full at a time is digging us into a hole.
Well, and it's a series of programs, mm-hmm. and behind it all is a constituent or a congressman that thought he was doing a good intention. I don't think anybody shows up in Washington to do evil, but the ultimate collection of all the activities and promises, and then particularly once a program's established, it gets built in with an expected yearly budget increase. That's really why we're here, and that's why there can be no sacred cows. And when someone wants to tackle the government, you have to decide, there's two major clashes coming on right now, and that is what are safety nets versus entitlements and the purposes of programs we now fund. And then there's a culture clash as to what is the role of freedom and government, and where do they interact and clash. And we're at what is being debated now, maybe not in those clear terms, is how are we as a society, we the people, going to balance those challenges, and are we going to have safety nets or entitlements? And what do we define those? We have to rethink them. But the truth is, we are going to, as a people, have to address these issues. I don't think you can just turn loose to politicians alone to just battle this out. We've lost faith in them. They have not done well. So the process is going to have to pound this out a little bit, like a blacksmith pounding some hot metal into a shape so it can be useful. But we're going to have to do it.
Well, you know, the Richard Milwaukee had a piece in the paper over the weekend about narcissism, and elected officials.
Yes,
and
they
how
go, they
that,
go together,
and how that can, you know, how that affects their behavior, and that I look at it like this: is that we've got 600 and something people in Congress and Senate, and that you've got them divided into camps. Each one of us, to me, it'd be like having 500 doctors looking at you, divided into two camps, and mm-hmm. they're all coming up with this great prescription. Every one of them's got something that they believe in. And yet, at the end of it, the patient dies because they're all so counterproductive. And I agree with you. We've got to do something that says, wait a minute, we've had enough of this. The Department of Defense right now is getting ready to raise the fees on TRICARE, which is the medical care for retired military.
Yes.
At the same time, and most of those veterans associations are saying, fine, you know, it's, you know, we need to, it hasn't been changed in 17 years. At the same time, they're wanting to cut pay for active duty military. That's another one. That's another idea thrown out on the table. And if they're willing to do this, if you're willing to cut pay for the military, they're engaged in two wars and an adventure in Libya, and you're willing to cut you're willing to raise the cost of the military retirement medicine, what else should be on that table? I mean, to me, it should be okay. If you're going to do that, then we need to take a look at every program and just cut it to the bone until you've got five programs maybe that you won't. Then everything else should be just whacked at. But I don't think they've got the guts to do that.
Well, we're supposed to be working under a document called the Constitution, and there's plenty of room to look at what really goes on and how the budget is apportioned and find out what is really addressed within the Constitution and what is the legal authority for even funding some of the things that are there. And there's probably great argument out there that, and I'm sure I'll probably catch some flack on this, but there's plenty of folks that analyze what is the real net benefit of the federal educational dollar system, which is collected out of our back pockets and taxes, sent to Washington, and reconstructed into programs and grants, and then they let the various districts compete for these. I was involved in Long Beach with one of those, and it was during the Clinton administration. They created some new multi-million-dollar grant fund, and then they sent out to all the districts in the country and said, you can apply for this now. And Long Beach was going to hire a grant writer and staff up an office with three people so they could go after what they thought they might get $4 million out of the feds. But that was all going to be overhead locally in Washington, new hires in the Department of Education in Long Beach to go after the Fed money, which really had come from Long Beach to begin with. So I would argue that you could look heavily at thinning out and removing the Federal Department of Education. I'm sure there are other things I'm not privy about. But
yeah, Department of Education was started. I mean, that wasn't... That
it was thing's created not, in my lifetime. I think...
Was it Carter?
I believe it might have been.
I think it was Carter that did it. He put up a couple of agencies. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like, where do we need these from?
Well, it certainly isn't authorized in the Constitution of the United States that I took an oath to defend.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We got to take a break here, and we'll come back for our last segment. Dr. Doug McConnell is our guest. We're talking about...
It's a nice
idea. Trust in government, and why, you know, if without the trust in the government, we're not going to get this economy under control. We're not going to be able to do a lot of things because people are just kind of sitting back, just waiting to see what happens. And without that trust, they're not going to invest. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:51 in the morning, 75 degrees, June 13th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Don't miss the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Villona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the Summer Music Series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's our last segment, 8:55 in the morning on June 13th. It's 75 degrees. It's going to go up to 91 today. I don't think we'll see any. Rain today.
Well, the forecast says 89, but that's good. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 65. I needed a couple shout-outs as we continue to grow our spot in the back. I want to thank Michael Trathern for the doors. We're going to be talking about door company. You know, a lot of times when we think about trying not to buy real estate because we just maybe don't want to go there with all the stuff that we're going through, we'll just look at trying to make what we have right now and beautify it. So I'm going to be having him on in a little bit because he just did an incredible job at putting in doors. Wonderland Signs for their paint and their signs. And we're going to be talking about some of that. That's been really fun. We've done this whole area in the back that we call our green room for all of our wonderful artists and guests, just like we have with Doug McConnell, who's welcome back to the program. And we're kind of driving home here stuff on what's affecting our country. But most of all, it's not only our country, but it's affecting our pocketbooks and some of our outlook on life.
Well, I think so. I think the health care well-being of this country is totally dependent on the healthiness of the economy. They're in the body politic, meaning the Americans' enthusiasm and trust of their government, the sense of growth, entrepreneurship, and the opportunity for success, and a sense of fair play, the opportunity to achieve the American dream. And if those things are being diluted by all of the stuff coming out of Washington, the throwing away of money, the misplaced stimulus packages, the personal scandals, the one of which we spoke about today, but just one of many, ultimately we have to trust the process and trust the people, and I think the American trust is being thinned out by the economy, the languishing chronic wars that seem to be occasionally caught up in funny political solutions and so forth.
Well, you get this thing where, you know, we've been in wars for 10 years, and then we start this Libyan adventure. You know, Gaddafi has been, you know, this weekend, was playing chess with the world champion chess player. You know, so they've got film of him doing that. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, so how many? We're spending well over $1 million a day in support of Libya.
What is our goal in Libya? Have you seen three bullet points? I would like to just have the leadership say, we are committed to do these three things.
Well, what about
by a date?
About three bullet points for Afghanistan. We've got
same,
a couple of minutes
same.
Here.
Same. Do we support the current government? But
at what
American
point?
People need to understand how are we expending our treasure, monetary, and people.
And people is the big thing. I mean, the day that Weiner makes his announcement, he lied. You know, even though he didn't do anything legally wrong, he was morally wrong. We had five soldiers killed in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we doing here? I mean, if you want to be President Obama, you've got to take the lead here. And most people now are starting to believe that you don't have a clue when it comes to the economy. And, I mean, that's both sides.
And it's becoming obvious, I think, by analysis. And it's not Obama. It's really the people with whom he chooses to associate who, and their combined practical real-world skills, I think, are in question as to what they're on. They're mainly academics.
Well, he's starting to bring in more people, but the thing is that, you know, like a lot of these earlier ones are gone or are starting to leave now, but they're the ones that got us deeper into this. But it's, you know, it's the kind of thing is you got to feel like your leader is up there and that's in touch with us. And there's a lot of people who don't believe that. Okay, hey, our guest has been Dr. Doug McConnell.
Please come back again soon.
Oh, thank
Primo
you very
heart
much.
Surgeon, heads up the Shasta Regional Medical Center's heart program, heart care and wellness program. But also tomorrow we're going to have Greg Catteray of the Colt 45, the owner of that. He's going to talk about that. But also Melissa Hunt from the City of Anderson. We're going to be talking about the City of Anderson.
Thank you,
and
Doug.
What they're doing.
Always so insightful.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure. And take back the American dream. We need it.
Well, that's it. You know, this is, you know, we got to live the American dream. So, and this is Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.